everyone. Thank you for joining us at Kakao Media Tips. This video series was born from an urgency of wanting to bring you marketing rock stars. A few months ago, I was at an event and one of the speakers mentioned that salespeople are the rock stars and marketing people aren't usually rock stars. Nobody high-fives them at a cooler. So our goal with this series is to change that, and we are going around the world finding you amazing marketing professionals who are doing a great job both in B2B and B2C. So our guest today is the Director of PR and Social Media of MyHeritage, and we will get to learn about him and how he manages to take MyHeritage globally. Welcome, Rafi.
Hi, how you doing?
Nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us today. So you are a big PR expert, and we understand that you know PR is based on relationships. Can you give us some tips about how it is that you were able to maintain and build some of those relationships over the years?
So I think it's very, very important to develop relationships and to meet someone where they are. It's not really any different to social life or meeting people on a day-to-day basis. But the idea that, especially in PR, that you have a contact book of all these people that you've developed relationships over the years, and then a few years later you may get back in touch with someone and you can strike up where you last left off. I think that is a myth. And those days are over. Yeah, this isn't Mad Men anymore, where you can go out for a long lunch and then they're your friend, they're your contact for the rest of the time. We work and live in a very transient industry, whether it's on the marketing side or with journalists themselves. People move around a lot. You may be speaking to a journalist that covers oil and gas, and then 6 months later they're covering retail. So those relationships aren't really going to mean much if they're not covering those stories. So if we think about it that way, and we understand that actually relationships are important, but the idea of developing long relationships that are going to last years and years is probably not going to happen for most of the cases. If that is the case, then what do we do? The idea is then we have to reach and speak to journalists where they are.
Right.
What are the stories that they are interested in? And making sure that the story itself is as interesting as possible, so that when you contact them, whether you have a relationship or not, whether you have someone that introduces you, or in fact, whether it's just a cold call or an email, that actually the story that you are telling them is so interesting that they want to cover it and they don't want anyone else to cover it as well. And that's the challenge now.
One of your contacts actually bragged about your ability to deliver excellent coverage results in diverse range of sectors, you know? And I want to understand, what is one of your tactics that you really use to achieve such results, you know? Because for people to brag about you, you have really good LinkedIn recommendations, and I want to know how you got those, and you know, why do people see you as such a good PR professional?
Bribery, that's what I mean. That's the answer. I think a lot of people spend time, and it is very difficult, that people in the B2B communications and thinking about how they tell their story, people spend a lot of time crafting their stories and developing their pitches, and that is really important, and people should spend time in making sure that they are as interesting as possible, that they're as newsworthy as possible, it has great news angles and great hooks, but often the thing that is neglected or not given as much attention is, once you have this killer pitch, who do you then go to? Who are the people that are most interested? Very early on in my career, I once heard a journalist say at an event, and he said, it's amazing the amount of pitches that I receive that are not connected to anything I write about.
Wow.
So they might be interesting, but they're not interesting for me.
Yeah.
And if someone just spent 5 minutes looking at the last five stories that I have written, then they will understand exactly the kind of things that are interesting for me. So I think as people develop, even before they start working on their pitches and their stories, they should start thinking about who are the journalists that are going to be most interested in, and even link it into the stories that they themselves have written. So if someone has written about an area that's associated with your company, then actually link it with them. Even better would be to contact them beforehand and just say, I work in this space. I don't really want to introduce you or spend time telling you about the company. I just want to hear about the stories that you're interested in. Can I have 5 minutes of your time?
Nice.
And that's something that very few people do with journalists. And it's something that if a journalist is contacted, not all of them will have time and respond to you. But those that do will appreciate the fact that you have checked in first. And it means the next time you contact them, they think or they can be reassured that you have developed that story just for them.
I understood you're a speaker at Content Israel this year. And one of the things that most people ask during that conference is, how do I tell better stories? Now, I know that your industry and your company is more B2C, but for B2B companies, what advice do you have for them in order to tell better stories with their content?
So I've been very lucky. At my heritage, it's mostly B2C, almost exclusively, but I've been very lucky that I've also worked on lots of different B2B companies, challenges, clients. And I really enjoy both equally, and they present different challenges. I think all of us as marketers, whatever we're doing, we're telling stories, or that's what we're using to be able to reach our goals and reach new audiences, whatever our objectives are. With consumer communications, consumer storytelling, often people think that it's easy to do that. You know, you have an adoptee, you've changed their life. Yeah, that's easy. Those are the kind of videos that can make people cry. But equally with B2B, there's a real opportunity to develop a knowledge area, expertise, a knowledge base that you can craft a reputation or a corner of the market, and you it can be less competitive depending on the industry that you're working on and depending on the product that you're delivering. You really can solve someone's challenge and that maybe others can't, and you can do that in a unique way. But often you can do that with less budget, so you can have more of an impact with less budget and be able to reach your goals in a really interesting way. So they do present different challenges. They should be approached in different ways, but I think working on B2B marketing can be just as exciting as B2C.
Look out for it. Rafi is going to be at Content Israel. But before I leave, and we want to ask Rafi, just what can we expect with MyHeritage next? You know, it's an exciting company. Lots of people find their relations through MyHeritage. So what's in the cooking pot for MyHeritage?
It's a really, really exciting time at MyHeritage. We're doing loads of really interesting things, and we're hearing loads of interesting things from our users. So whether we're connecting adoptees that have been searching, whether we're solving mysteries of people's own family history that they've been researching and spending many years looking into, we are also have just announced that next year we're going to be the main partner of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Wow,
so that's
nice.
Something that's probably going to keep us a little bit busy from now till then.
Oh, very busy. This is exciting. So we have a major speaker on our portfolio for Content Israel. So Rafi, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much
for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you on November. Have a good day.
Thank you.